Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. You are listening to CJSF Radio 90.1 FM, SFU Campus. And this segment, our show, is Free Voices. I am one of your hosts, Celia, and also in the studio is Fahima.
Hello, hello, everyone.
And Carnivore is helping us today. You might notice that one of our usual hosts, Quaange, is not here, as he was mentioning last week. He is in flight school, so we wish him well. Yes. And that ties in really nicely with our theme today. So as we start this show today, we'd like to dedicate the theme of our show to all the new and returning students at SFU and all around BC and the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Our theme is beginnings. So that is what we'll be talking about today. We dedicate all our songs to everyone out there in the start of their own new beginnings. So how are you doing, Fahima?
I'm doing marvelous, thank you.
That's great.
Is such a pleasure and wonderful just to be with all of you.
Yes. It was really nice to be out in the, like as we were walking to the studio, just seeing all the new students. And what I was reading when I was looking and seeing the different expressions is like a mix of excitement, a little bit of like anxiousness or maybe like nervousness, that type of thing. And
altogether,
it was really lovely to see all the different flavors of and the energy of the beginning here. And how are you, Carnivore?
I'm doing well. It's nice to be in the engineer seat and not the host seat for once. And of course, you know, it's big shoes to fill from the Intercom Nation.
Sure.
So definitely we always say tapalev to our good friend Quaange for, you know, running this show. But at the same time, it's good to know that the hosts of this show and kind of the community that Free Voices has the ability to step up when necessary.
Yeah, for sure. And then that just speaks right into our own new beginnings of sorts, because there's new beginnings that Quaange is involved in right now with his flight school, helicopter flight school.
Yes.
And then for us, because there's a reason why Carnivore is on the control panel. If I was in front of it, I might be going, what does this button do? What does that button do? And it would be a show, but not necessarily the show we'd want.
It's a flight control of its own.
Yeah, it's like, let's do an experiment.
Absolutely.
But, we're on the front end of our learning curve, but we're gonna jump right in.
Yes.
So I think we're going to start this theme of beginnings in a little bit. We'll dive in a little deeper. And we're going to be right back after. We're going to offer up our first song called High Hopes by Panic at the Disco. But do not panic. You've got this, people. Here we go. Enjoy.
Tied up, no more love, and I'd hate to see
Wow. That was a very energetic song. I hope I was kind of tapping my feet to that one. Yeah. So it's a very I liked this song, and hope that as we share it here today, that you see that it's for the idea of getting energized and excited about the new starts and new beginnings.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And I just think about. I was touching on earlier just all the different feelings that can come up around new beginnings, and just, you know, can often be like that mix of excitement and, you know, a little bit of fearfulness sometimes, because it's like, what's going to happen, and can I do it, and all of that type of thing, and hopeful, and all of this whole mix and everything. And it's just interesting how there can be quite a fine edge between, you know, being kind of scared or nervous, but also being excited. Like,
yes.
That the two are somehow
together.
Some often together. And I think it's a sign of caring about what you're doing. Because if you didn't care, it's like, so what?
Yes.
And also, it can be, if it's just in that sweet spot, it can be quite energizing to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I was thinking back on my own feelings, and I was talking to one of the other volunteers out here, Camila, and she was, you know, talking about some people out there, some of you are international students and coming in, and it's like learning not only what's at school, but also, you know, setting up your own household. It might be your first time away from your family home or your other living arrangement, new language, all of these things. So many changes and adjustments. That was one thing that occurred to me as I was thinking about these new beginnings, and especially around schooling, is that the learning, there's so much learning that's happening that's so much farther above and beyond the actual classroom experience.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So... what about you? When you've gone to school or workshops and stuff like that, Fahima, what has been the experience for you with that? I'm putting you on the spot, aren't I?
Yes, it's not the first time I'm on this spot, basically.
On the spot, been on the spot before.
I have been tested left and right, you name it. And
it's a pop quiz.
And I take the ride, basically. Yes, a lot of anxiety, a lot of hard work, being nervous. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But you know what? Deep in my heart, with all the hardship it came and the obstacle it came to my path, and some people, unfortunately, they involved themselves in the blockage of my path. They didn't, not only they didn't win, the winner at the end was myself.
Aww.
Because
I love that.
Thank you. Because I shut down, I felt sorry for them, and I shut down all my feeling about them because they were negative. And I had the mission and the purpose in my life.
Right. So that's an interesting point that you're making. It's almost like the additional, one of the additional learnings, as there's many.
Yes.
Is even knowing that I have what I want to do. I'm heading towards it. Sometimes there will be people not only who won't necessarily be supportive in the way we want them to be, but actually might either accidentally or on purpose be a block or an obstacle to what we are wanting to achieve.
You're very polite about it. And
oh, really? I thought that was a little bit direct,
about...
and I thought I was being a little rude, maybe.
No, I'm very direct. Everyone that they know me, I'm in my conversation, in my interaction, I get to the point.
Yeah.
I get to the basically the point and the purpose. The purpose is very important to me. That's why I could finish my studies, my university studies, which is the background was in the accounting. And my father was the chartered accountant, and I never thought I become, you know, I'm not the chartered accountant, but I became accounting courses and university degree that I got. But however, when I was carrying on that mission, all of a sudden I became passionate, and that was the course was available to me. So I carried on, and I finished it all the way.
Wow. So once you achieved that, I imagine that was quite
achieved it because even my funding was frozen in back home.
Lots of obstacles.
A lot of obstacles and a lot of even about the transportation and from comfort zone coming to the student zone.
Yes.
It was challenging, but I welcome and accepted that challenge because I realized that I will be rewarded at the end.
So thinking of, like, having that vision of the long term.
Absolutely.
Yeah, having your eye on that, even though the short term is not really showing that you're close to getting there.
No, even with the short term, I never accepted.
Yeah.
Even though it came at the very glorious, unbelievable time to my path, but I refused it. A comfort zone, a very beautiful, unique. A situation that I don't open it up yet. Yeah. And then I just focus on my studies.
Wow.
I said, I have to finish it.
Yeah. So you really had a focus of that.
Yes.
Right.
And regardless of the people, of the friends, support, without support whatsoever, at the journey, I was on my own. So I counted to my own capability.
Wow.
And the effort that I was not made of, you know, or trained about it, but I learned a lot. I became a stronger person. Yeah. And here I am. Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely.
It's something to be tested by fire on some level, too, sometimes, right?
Yes.
How about you, Carnivore?
I just wrote a couple things down.
You knew
I'm getting roped in here. It's Three Voices. Yeah. It's one of my favorite shows.
See, it wasn't a surprise pop quiz.
You know, beginnings always have that moment of the unknown.
Yes.
And it's always I'm not sure what's next. However... Mm-hmm. Small steps and getting yourself out of one's comfort zone. And I was thinking about a couple of things. I enjoy learning languages, and that's a great way to get out of your comfort zone.
Yes.
And you're like, I have no idea what I'm saying in Farsi, so I better ask for a translation. But then it's a beginning, because before you may have just had like English and French, but now you've got a few words, you've started, you've made a beginning in learning a new language. And for me, a little over 20 years ago, I moved up to Canada with my family, and that was, you know, quite a big beginning. It was a different shift, a different society. And so you had to start over, you had to begin fresh and adapt yourself to a society, try not to lose yourself, but also kind of integrate yourself in a different way than if you were just in your home country forever. Yeah. So I always, connect with and understand people who have either left their home country or who have moved to a different country, because it takes some guts. And whether you were dragged along as a kid or whether you moved for, you know, university or a job, it's a new beginning. And it is a different way of approaching life and a different way of kind of getting into the local flow of a community. And the other kind of one that comes to my mind, I've been playing piano for over 30 years now. Wow. And it is a central part of my life. And I always think about how I feel when I start a new piece of music, and it's just sitting there.
Yeah,
I can read it. I've heard it on a recording before, but I don't have it in my hands, in my body, in my brain yet.
Yeah.
And so I have to start somewhere. Yeah. And sometimes that starts with plunking out notes. Sometimes that starts with listening and then trying to play along. But it doesn't start from just having a separation. You have to connect with whatever it is you're trying to learn.
Yes.
And then you actually have to go and do the thing.
The consistent, regular.
You need to have the physicality and the actual application of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For me, that is kind of what a beginning feels like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's funny when you said that, I thought about, you know, one of the things I used to do when I learned something new, and I wouldn't wait until it was like exam time. Other times not so much, but I used to actually come home and talk out loud and pretend I was teaching someone what I had just learned. And of course I would have notes, so I would be like, you know, but it's
Sweet.
Of like it was as a way to deepen that. But it's just, I don't know, when you were talking about relating and connecting to the piece.
Absolutely. I feel I also taught piano for a decade as well, and I feel that knowledge and wisdom, they are different things, but that application and also being able to explain something, mm-hmm, you can understand something thoroughly. However, someone who has no understanding or no previous knowledge of things needs it broken down into different ways. And for them, that is their beginning. And so you actually have to adapt your own teaching style, your own explanation.
Get an understanding and of how you learn.
Absolutely. And to me, that's the mark of good education in terms of, like, from a teaching perspective, is can you teach this exact same concept at many different levels for many different people?
Right. Yes. Wow, that's so fantastic. Thanks so much for sharing.
It's beautiful.
That's really great. One thing, we're going to be getting on to a second song shortly, but I realized that as I was doing the introduction, we have another guest that will be coming in later on in the show, Squaitch Sheklek.
Yes.
That is Kwai-Ange's brother from the Thompson Nicola Lower...
Nicola Valley.
Nicola Valley, thank you. So he's going to be coming in. And we also might have a surprise guest, but we're going to leave you wondering. You know, we don't know. We've been told we might get another surprise guest as well. So this next song is called Starting Over by Chris Stapleton. And this song was selected because for some people, beginnings, it's like a you were referring to it a little bit with moving to another country, but starting over, sometimes it's the beginning is actually something that's happened after an ending. Like there's an ending and then this other beginning. So I hope you enjoy it, and we'll be right back. Here we go.
Chances are
Wow, that was so beautiful. That's kind of relaxing.
Absolutely.
That would be something that if I started to feel a little bit like my angst was going up as a student, you know, like that ebb and flow, that I might want to listen to that as a little bit of a break to kind of get back on planet Earth and ground a little bit. But welcome back, everyone. I thought that we've been talking about it a little bit already, but there's like little tips and ideas for how to, you know, everybody's going to find their own way for how to navigate and have, you know, be able to navigate the new beginning, especially if you're a first year student. But of course, we're talking about beginnings in larger scale as well. But I was just thinking, one of the things that came to mind that I want to share, and I'd love to welcome in some suggestions have been made already, but the one thing that if I was to look back at my 20-year-old self when I was going to school, and some of this is still applies, okay, people?
Yes, of course.
I think one of the things I would say is, you know, that every, like, bite-sized studying, bite-sized learning, and bite-sized reinforcement often.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think, especially with the excitement of the whole social aspect of school as well, which is important, it's easy for things to go and all of a sudden you're already at midterms or first paper. I think that's the biggest leap in school, right?
One of the greatest pieces of advice I ever got from my dad was you need to schedule your free time.
That's a really good thing. I mean, it doesn't sound sexy or interesting, but it's a really important...
We will all schedule, you know, what we have to do, but then what we should do as well, too. You have to make time to decompress. At the same time, you also need to stay focused on what's really important.
Mm-hmm.
But staying focused comes with a balance, because you can't go 100% on getting deep into academia or, you know, your employment or any kind of pursuits that you have in your life.
Yeah.
You have to give yourself a time to expand and contract.
Yes. Right, exactly. And that's really what I was getting at, too, is as much as, I mean, I think... When we hear the word schedule, I don't know. I think a lot of people's like, schedule, right? But I think the thing is by having a schedule, you can increase the odds of maintaining balance and having way more fun because, you know, if something's deferred too long and then all of a sudden you're operating on adrenaline, you get the hit of adrenaline to get it done.
Yes.
But it can be a recipe for burnout eventually or unnecessary extra stress. I mean, stress is not a bad thing if it's a little bit of stress because that motivates us, but...
That's true.
Yeah, so I like that. I think that's really good. Because the social aspect of post-secondary education is super important as well. It's about that balance piece, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be able to have a better balance if you can, like, hit the ground running in that way. But you were talking about something else, Carnivore. Sorry, you've been giving some good tips, too. that whole thing of, I wanted to touch a little deeper into that whole learning style. That teachers, a good teacher is someone who's able to approach things in multiple ways to help amplify and enhance learning, because there'll be a diverse learning population.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about university, I found, is sometimes I would be sitting in a lecture hall of like 200 people. You are a drop of sand on the beach, right? Or drop of sand, a drop of water in the ocean. So I would say the flip side of that is also really get to know more intimately your own learning style if you don't already know it. I was mentioning this the other week that I heard about someone who didn't go to post-secondary education, and that's one way to get educated. There's lots of ways, but he never went to university. He ended up finding his calling in substance abuse counseling or substance use disorder counseling. And it was like, okay, you got to take these courses. And he was quite worried about it. And what it was, though, is the first thing they did in that course was teach everybody to learn more about, like they actually helped them learn about their own learning style. And he goes, I thought I was dumb, which is a terrible word no matter what. But the thing is that's a very powerful statement that now, all of a sudden, it was like opening the doors. And I'm sharing someone else's story anonymously, but it's because I think the power of that to teach all of us that all sorts of doors and windows can open wide up and you can have a totally different experience if you do that, you know? So you're setting yourself up for success if you can do that. And there's support here in different ways up at SFU. You just have to dig for it a little bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we're doing okay for we're getting into a time to get on to our next song. So the next song is for Squelch Sheklek. It's Coolio Staying Alive Remix. So we're going to play that, and when we come back, we're hoping to talk with him too. Thanks.
On a track, conclusion rampage. Rick and Rick on point with the knife I stop for my lift. They be rolling the mad joints. Just put your hands in the air. Cause there's a party over here, so grab yourself a beer. And we can get our FIFA on. I'm with it, so let me put my big brown FIFA on. I'm coming with the disco. I can flip so. I'ma drop a solo tip. Something for the honeys in the crowd. Let me hear it, so I can turn the party out till tomorrow afternoon. Cause when I crack my stills, no one leaves the room. Can you feel the mass girls coming with the fever, fever, fever? Flip from the back to the front when I drops me the manuscript.